Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
It's time for the highlights of the game, brought to you by Blue Emu, America's number one emu oil formula. It worked fast and you won't stink. Search for the full line of Blue Emu pain relief products on Amazon today. This was game 81 for the Mets, who split the first 80 and ended the day a game behind the Cardinals for the final wild card in the National League. Luis Severino has been the Mets pitcher in the first half and was making his first start in a week after a terrific outing in Chicago last Sunday night, but thunderstorms were in the forecast for today, and they'd come later, and as a result, the wind was blowing out, balls were carrying, and the first time it bit the Mets was in the second when John Singleton came to the plate.
1-0 on the way, hit high in the air to pretty deep right center. Nimmo going back onto the track, at the wall, he jumps, but it's gone. A home run for John Singleton, just beyond the reach of Nimmo's outstretched glove into the Houston bullpen to the right of the 380 mark. For Singleton, it is his sixth home run of the year, and the Astros have a 1-0 lead.
Nimmo kept giving that chase, but it carried well and just made it over the fence for the first run of the game. Jeremy Pena then lined to right. DJ Stewart misjudged it, recovered to grab it. It was originally ruled as a trap, but correctly overturned by replay. The Mets had three hard-hit balls in the second, but all went for outs, and Ben Gamel was left stranded after a two-out walk. Severino threw only eight pitches in a 1-2-3 third, but the Mets didn't manage anything against the Astros starter in what was a heavy bullpen game, and Sean Dubin was terrific as the first three innings he made it through and didn't allow a hit. Severino was strong through the first three, but had a shaky start to the fourth. Alex Bregman led off with a double before Severino walked Yordan Alvarez, and Yennier Diaz then took advantage of the favorable situation, adding to the Astros' lead.
First and second for Houston, nobody out. 1-2. Line toward right center field. That's going to dunk in for a base hit. Bregman rounds third. He heads home to score. Alvarez goes first to third. Seward's throw is caught off at the mound. Diaz is on with an RBI single, and the Houston lead grows to 2-0. And looking for more with, once again, first and third and nobody out.
And it would grow again one batter later when Jake Myers hit a slow grounder to short, allowing Alvarez to score. Severino got two more ground ball outs without any further damage, but the Mets were now down 3-0. Dubin got J.D. Martinez to ground to short to start the fourth, but his day ended next when he walked Pete Alonso. So Dubin gave the Astros as much, if not more, than they could have asked for, 3 1/3 innings without giving up a hit. Brian King came on after Stewart popped up the first pitch. Vientos walked, giving the Mets first and second with two out, but Tyrone Taylor, who pinch hit for Gamel, popped up in foul territory for the third out, and the threat was over. Mauricio Dubon, who had the big hit in the ninth yesterday, led off the fourth with a pop-up. Francisco Lindor did a great job to run it down, but it popped out of his glove and went for a single. He advanced when Pete Alonso made a great diving stop on a grounder by Trey Cabbage and was able to beat him to the bag for the first out. However, with storms in the forecast, lightning struck twice for the Astros in the fifth.
Here's the 1-0, broken bat, pop-up, shallow center, back goes Lindor, reaches, can't get this one either. It's in for a hit, around third, Dubon, he comes home to score, and on at first with a bloop single and an RBI is Jose Altuve, and at least in this inning, it's death by paper cuts for Luis Severino as the Astros take a 4-0 lead.
Howie nailed it. Two balls, neither hard hit, were responsible for a run. And the Astros now up 4-0, but then a bad base running play helped out the Mets.
Altuve's running on the pitch. It's hit in the air to right field. Not deep. Altuve doesn't realize there's only one out. It's caught in right field by Stewart, and they've got an easy double play as Stewart throws to first to retire the side. I'm not sure whether or not Altuve was deked or simply forgot how many outs. But he runs into a double play, and that ends the inning.
That was the save of the game brought to you by Margaret Teets Nursing and Rehabilitation Center. Altuve took off for second and never looked back after the ball was hit, and Stewart alertly after catching it easily doubled up Altuve to keep it a 4-0 game. The Mets had nothing to show for making good contact so far. They were hitless through the first four, and that extended another inning as the Mets went down in order. Severino had an interesting day, giving up the homer that carried back in the second, three runs over the fourth and fifth that scored on balls that weren't exactly hit very hard, and then he had another seven-pitch inning in the sixth, so he was able to give the Mets some length. Nimmo greeted Seth Martinez with a leadoff single in the bottom of the sixth for the Mets' first hit of the day. J.D. Martinez struck out before Alonso shot one to right. Nimmo went to third, and Alonso able to go to second because Cabbage threw to the wrong base and threw home. Stewart was badly fooled by a pitch. He struck out, leaving it to Mark Vientos, who would come through, giving the Mets another spark.
Hatfield stays around to the right against the right-hand batter, Vientos. The 0-1 pitch. Breaking ball, line to third, over the glove of Bregman, going down the left field line. Nimmo is in. Alonso scores standing, going to second and holding there with a double and two runs batted in is Mark Vientos. The Mets are back in business. The Astros' lead is cut to 4-2, and Tyrone Taylor will come to the plate representing the potential tying run.
Well, Vientos cut the deficit in half with one swing of the bat. It was now a two-run game, and the Mets' third baseman was at an even 300 after that hit, although he dropped down below it. But he did also pick up his 25th RBI of the season. The Mets weren't able to add to that big inning with Taylor flying out to center for the final out, but they did have some life. The Mets stayed with Severino to start the seventh. Singleton led off with a single to right, just under the glove for Alonso for his second hit of the day. And after striking out Dubon, Cabbage doubled the opposite way, and the Astros had two men in scoring position for Jose Altuve when we had a little bit of controversy arise.
Singleton at third, Cabbage at second, the 1-1. Chopper hit toward third. Vientos charges, gloves, sets, and fires to first for the out.
Altuve.
But Altuve thinks it's a foul ball off his foot. Mets are coming off the field.
Altuve never left the batter's box.
Here comes Joe Espada to sprint out. Remember, Espada was ejected two nights ago. Here he is again. And Alan Porter coming down from third to support the home plate umpire, James Jean. And the umpires are going to get together on this. Meanwhile, the Mets, all but four of them, were basically in the dugout.
This umpiring crew has huddled more than a football team.
So looking at the replay,
I think it got his foot.
Altuve grounds it right off of the area around his front foot. And that front foot, by the way, was very close to being outside the batter's box. And now here's the call, and they're going to say out. So it's a 5-3 put out for Vientos. The Mets get out of it. And Houston could do nothing but argue. And now Altuve has been ejected. Slams his helmet, slams his bat. He has to be restrained by the bench coach, Omar Lopez. Boy, Altuve is as fiery as that orange jersey. Now his day is done. The top of the seventh is also done.
And the guy's doing a great job sticking with it as everything unfolded there. So Vientos gets the 5-3, gets Altuve to ground 5-3 for the final out of the inning, and Altuve never left the batter's box. Not a reviewable play, and after the umpires conferred, that play certainly stood, and Altuve not happy. It was really tough. Looking at replays, it was very difficult to see if it hit his toe. It went right down into the dirt, and the dirt popped up, so that kind of kept everything a little uncertain, and the umpires made a call, and it stood, and as a result, it kept it a two-run game, and Altuve out. Brian Abreu started the seventh for Houston, his first work in a week, and he walked the leadoff hitter, Luis Torrens. McNeil struck out. Lindor hit a fly ball to center that kept going and going, but Jake Myers ran it down at the wall, but that turned out to be a harbinger of things to come as Nimmo stepped to the plate next and reached a milestone with our smash of the game.
It's 4-2, trying to do to Houston what Houston did to them yesterday. 0-2, cracked in the sky, deep left center, McCormick back, he looks up, this game is tied! Two-run homer the other way for Nimmo! A rocket over the party deck, six rows back in left center field, 4-4 in the bottom of the seventh. Nimmo homers off Abreu, we are even.
The Smash of the Game brought to you by Smashburger, 100% Pure Angus Beef, fries, shakes, and more. Nimmo's 100th career homer and his sixth in the last 11 games. And it was one of those that you knew when it left the bat. And after falling behind 4-0, the Mets finally drew even on the big hit by Nimmo. Martinez walked, but Alonso struck out to end the inning. But the Mets certainly had new life after two in the sixth on the double by Vientos and Nimmo's blast in the seventh. Adrian Hauser retired the first batter he faced in the eighth, but wasn't burned by a two-out double to Diaz. He struck out Jake Myers to end the inning. Singleton picked up his third hit of the day with a single to center off Hauser to lead off the ninth. Joey Loperfido came in to pinch run and found out just how good Luis Torrens has been behind the plate.
Outfield is around towards right. Vientos right at the edge of the infield. Grass at third. Now Loperfido runs. Pitch taken outside. Throw by Torrens, and they got him. Jeff McNeil applies the tag. The throw was to the second base side of the tag, somewhat into the runner, and McNeil made the tag just like that. Two out, nobody on.
A huge play by Torrens, a terrific throw to get Loperfido. He did not get a great jump, but Torrens certainly up to the task, taking away a big threat, and Dubon was retired, flying out to right to end the inning. And it turned out just in time as the rains came, the tarp was put on the field, and the game resumed at 6:45 after a rain delay of 2 hours and 47 minutes. The rain delay was longer than that game was to the point when it was stopped. The rain was certainly a positive in the sense that Josh Hader was set to work the ninth, but after the long delay, they opted against using him, and Taylor Scott came on for the third straight day. It was the first time in his career that he was pitching on in three consecutive games. Scott got the better of the Mets in the ninth, working a 1-2-3 inning after the lengthy delay, and this one was now going to last a little longer. With Dubon as the coast runner, Trey Cabbage flied to center, Dubon tagged and made it to third safely, and that brought up Chaz McCormick, who came into the game when Altuve was ejected, and he came through.
McCormick, a right-hand hitter, one out, 10th inning, tie game, runner at third. Ottavino slowly fires home, and the pitch line to left field, a base hit. Al McCormick pulls an Altuve, swings for his pitch, and lines one to left, bringing in Dubon from third. So the Astros have a 5-4 lead in the top of the 10th.
So the Astros back up. McCormick, though, thrown out, trying to steal second. The second Astro to be gunned down by Torrens in as many innings. And Alex Bregman flied out to end the inning. So they took a one-run lead into the bottom of the 11th. The Astros stuck with Scott for the 10th. And then leading off was today's hero, Brandon Nimmo, who responded again.
Righty to lefty. First pitch to Nimmo. Pulled down the right field line. That's a fair ball. Bangs off the sidewall. Kicks out to right field. Lindor scores from second. The throw going to second. Not in time. Nimmo doubles to right. We're tied at five. And for the second time today, Brandon Nimmo has tied the game.
first pitch swinging, his third hit, his 50th RBI, and with that, he was now the potential winning run at second, but Martinez struck out, Alonso walked, and Harrison Bader in his first at bat of the day grounded to second for the second out. The runners moving up, the rookie Mark Vientos, who drove in the Mets' first runs of the day, had a chance to be the hero, but he grounded out, and then we went on to the 11th. Staten Island native Matt Festa came on for the next inning. The Mets put Yordan Alvarez on to try to set up the double play with Yonier Diaz at the plate and also take away perhaps the most dangerous hitter in the lineup in Alvarez. Diaz singled to left to load the bases for Jake Myers, and then he kept the assembly line moving.
Now the 0-1 pitch. Swing and a liner to left coming on as Nimmo. He'll have to play it on a hop. It's a base hit, and they'll go station to station. In to score, the go-ahead run is Bregman. Going to third is Alvarez. To second, Diaz. And on at first with an RBI single is Jake Myers. And the Astros jump back in front, 6-5.
Once again, the Mets were in a spot where they had to battle back. Festa was in a tough spot in his Met debut with the bases still loaded, nobody out, and the Mets now down a run. Lo Perfido came in as a pinch runner in the ninth and was thrown out stealing in the 11th. He redeemed himself at the plate.
Now the pitch. Swing on a ground ball the other way under the glove of Vientos. Base hit left field. Alvarez has scored. Around third coming home, Diaz. He will score. Stopping at second, Myers. And on at first with a two-run single is Joey Lo Perfido. And the Astros have opened up an 8-5 lead. Still nobody out.
And now it was back to a three-run game. Testa got back-to-back flyouts to right, but couldn't limit the damage with a number nine hitter in the lineup at the plate. And it comes to our turning point.
1-2 the count. Now the pitch. Swing on a liner up the middle. Base hit going into right center field. That might go all the way to the wall. It splits the outfielders and does. So Myers has scored. Lo Perfido around third. He comes home to score standing. And on at second with a two-run double is Trey Cabbage. And the Astros have put five runs home here in the 11th inning and have gone in front 10-5.
And that's the turning point of the game. Listen tomorrow to WCBS 880 in the 8 a.m. hour for your chance to call in and be the 88th caller. If you can correctly identify the turning point of the game, you'll win a pair of tickets to an upcoming Mets game. The Mets turning point of the game is sponsored by Riverhead Building Supply with 13 locations on Long Island. They're everywhere you are and online at rbscorp.com. And that was the hit that really took the wind out of the Mets' sails and made it a 10-5 game and seemingly an impossible deficit to come back from at this point. The Mets went quietly in the 11th. Tyrone Taylor grounded to third for the first out. Torrens fly at the center, and that left it up to Jeff McNeil.
The 1-0 to McNeil. Swing on a ground ball to second. Reaching forward on the backhand, Dubon. He's got it. Tosses to first in time, and the ball game is over. The Houston Astros have taken the series 2-1 and dropped the Mets back under the 500 mark as they reach the halfway point of their season with 40 wins and 41 losses.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in, trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.